Prayer. Dear Creator, help us hear you from the connection between us, and through the connection between us, be drawn towards connection, towards correction. Teach us how to love. We seek to receive your greatness from one another. Give the friends wholeness in our hearts, joy, health, and success on the path. Help us annul between us and before you, and enter the lesson as one man in one heart, and ask for peace in the world, to bring you contentment. Amen. May it be so.
Shalom, chaverim.
Hello, friends. This week, we, the tens of Tel Aviv 3 and Carmiel, received the privilege to connect and work on this preparation for the lesson. Just like any beginning, at first, it was really difficult. We received an opportunity to make efforts, and each one of the friends in the tents gave an example of annulment and overcoming. And in the end, we came out with huge gratitude to the Creator for this opportunity to connect, for the fact that He was between us and He did connect us. And joy for the fact that we did it together. This feeling of together gave us joy. Great joy. So let's connect together and let's come out of Egypt in joy. And now a dear friend from Tel Aviv, Tal, will continue me, please.
Thank you, brother. Good morning, world, dear world, Kli. Rav and all the Kabbalists. How can you talk like this each time before your soul? It's truly, it feels like a candle before a flame. So just like the friend said, it was truly, this preparation was truly salvation for us. The whole ten felt that we are, throughout this whole preparation for Passover, it was one big heaviness, this huge coarseness. How can you even deal with it? Personally, I was really a rag, barely managing to wake up to the lessons. The moment I saw the face of Serge from the preparation, it was for me a true salvation from above. That's what will help us to join the world Kli and to give forces for this. But it doesn't work that way. I saw that another day passes and another day and nothing. I can barely get myself out of the bed. I remember it was Tuesday. I woke up truly like a nightmare. right out of a nightmare, and I'm running. I take my phone, and I see it's 5. I see a friend is writing for me. It doesn't matter what time you get up, and get to the lesson. I enter the lesson, I hear the words. It feels to me like matzah, no flavor, no smell. And that was the opportunity. That was truly a point of choice, of a leap. And I decided I'm remaining for the preparation, for the lesson preparation team. And from nothing, from darkness, from total darkness, I suddenly sat down in the room. I saw the friends from Carmiel. What a big heart they have. It truly warm up your heart. You enter and you see light. There's this force in the group, friends. That's what I want to say. That from a state of nothing, where there's no oxygen, there's nothing, you enter and see all the friends there in Arvut. They're beautiful. They're strong. The Creator is with them. They're already ready to exit Egypt. They just waited for you, where you're sitting there like looking for yourself. And that's it. We're all going out together, friends. We're now on the eve of the marking of this Passover, not just symbolically. This lesson will be very powerful, friends. We just need to take one another. And we're not leaving anyone, and nothing in Egypt is left. And we're jumping together inwards. L'chaim, friends. And now we will move to a song.
Стоит у ворот, и видим, о чудо, накрытые столы, и целую вечность там сидим уже мы. Мы, други любимые, идем последний бой, вознесется душа моя. Свету сквозь боль. Вы, братья любимые, я с вами хоть в огонь. Верю, что скажет нам Творец, сдаюсь побежден.
Атем ахи шели лакрав ха-ахарон. Муна ецар шели боэр אתם האחים שלי איתכם את הפלידה עד שנשמע צחוק האדון ניצח
Rabash writes, it is written, remember that you were a slave in Egypt. And who says that being a slave is so bad? After all, there are people who want to be slaves. As was said, that a slave said, I love my master. The thing is that exile is according to the level of suffering and pain that one feels in the exile. To that extent, it is possible to be happy about the redemption. This is like light and kli, vessel, meaning that the suffering we suffer from something is the kli that can receive light if it liberates itself from the suffering.
An active workshop question. How, during this lesson, will we all leave Egypt together and in gratitude?
Yes. The friend from Tel Aviv really got me excited. How will we come out? The answer exists inside the question. It's together. We have to be connected together. Then we will come out with joy and gratitude out of our will to receive. And without the friends, we stand no chance of performing this action. Only together, truly. If we will connect strongly in the lesson now and in this whole holiday, we will be able to come out of Egypt to a different place, a place of bestowal.
We'll ask the Creator to take us out, and we'll come in subjugation towards the process. May He do whatever He has to do with us.
We should focus not on the exit, on coming out, but on being together. And then we need to be in greater and greater gratitude for the Creator. Then the Creator will decide and do what He needs to.
What is very rejoicing is the examples of bestowal that the friends give you.
Our focus should be on each other, to think about how do the friends come out.
And
how do we ask of the Creator to help them?
Thank you for the friends for that opener and the preparation. When the friends in the world, please truly enter your heart, and we'll continue with that gratitude to enter the lesson with this great big society that are all with us.
Rabash writes, in the exile in Egypt, where it is written, remember that you were a slave in Egypt, it means that being a slave is so bad because there, in Egypt, the people of Israel suffered. This is why the writing says, remember, meaning that we must remember the suffering we suffered there. Then it is possible to be happy about the redemption from Egypt.
Our second active workshop. What miracle should we ask for the Creator to perform upon us? What miracle should we ask the Creator to perform for us?
What miracle should we ask the Creator to perform upon us? Yes. Actually, in the lesson yesterday, we talked the whole lesson about the fact that a person who understands to what extent he is truly a slave of his will to receive, how much he is powerless, that he is truly managed by the ego, and only if the Creator will save him, then he can come out of it. When he reaches the state where he truly understands how much he's powerless to do anything by his own strength, then he sees that the moment that he truly comes out of it, it is a miracle, but because by nature it would never happen. But in order for this miracle to happen, we have to resist it. And if we all succeed, all try, this is what we have to be friends for. This is the only way. This is the only indication that we've come out of ourselves.
Yes, for the Creator to connect between us, we need a miracle. What miracle? Sometimes it feels like every single request and appeal to the Creator itself is a miracle. We want our hearts to open up. The friends for the world Kli, for the world, for that little point in the heart to be huge and great and connect to the source. And from there, we'll discover something new, the quality of bestowal.
Of the friends. Dear Creator, help us hear you out of the connection between us, and through the connection between us to be drawn towards connection. Teach us how to love. We seek to receive your greatness from each other. Give the friends wholeness in their hearts, joy, health, and success on the path. Help us annul between us and before you, and enter the lesson as one man with one heart, and ask for peace in the world, and to give you contentment. Amen. May it be so.